This show is paid for by Worldwide International. Solid Beats.
It's Real Talk Radio, coming to you live on Saturdays at 3 with Original Nay, and Just T. And we are coming to you with topics that will blow your mind in the mindset of the Lord above, and testimonies from you out there, and some from us. Please email us any questions or concerns, or maybe you want to be on the show at realtalkradio312@gmail.com. Also, watch us on social media. We are on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, all live. We can also send you the audio once the show is over, especially if you are on the show with us. Thank you, and we hope to see you or hear from you every Saturday at 3 o'clock on 106.1 Praise Baltimore. And that again is praisebaltimore.com, and we're out.
Hello, hello, hello. We are Real Talk Radio with me, Original Nay, and
Just T.
Okay, I'm going to do the prayer, and then we're going to go into some birthdays and anniversaries. Sin separates man from God. This is why God is pleading through his son, Jesus, to the lost, to the surrender to him before it is on an everlasting too late. God promises an abundant pardon and forgiveness to those who seek him. So with me, let's make him proud together. Amen.
Amen.
All right. What birthdays do we have, Just T?
So yesterday we had my cousin Nita's birthday, and my cousin-in-law Jonathan's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any?
I have anniversary to my beloved heavenly grandmother and grandfather. Today would have been their 73rd anniversary.
Wow.
They were almost 60 years anniversary when my grandfather passed, and now my grandmother passed 2 years ago, so they would have been 73 this year.
Wow, that's a long time to be married.
Whew. How somebody find somebody to put up with me for that long?
So we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Happy Mother's
also,
Day.
Also, we want to say Happy Mother's Day. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, who is not with us anymore. Rest in peace, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to my mother. We don't have the best relationship, but I still love you and wish you a good Happy Mother's Day. Justy, Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what are we going? Oh, I do want to do the fun facts for today, and then we'll go into our questions.
Our guest is on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, let me do my fun facts then, and then we'll introduce the guest. Referees for the Super Bowl, they get Super Bowl rings, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun fact to know.
Ooh. And let me see. A pelican can hold up to 3 gallons of water in its mouth at one time.
Without swallowing. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
And the last one I found is very interesting. So if I get to go to space, M&Ms were the first candy ate in space.
Wow. That's good. That's good to know.
Okay.
We're going to bring on our guest. Hello, man. Are you there?
Hello. Hello. How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. I had to cut my gym time short so I could be on here for you.
We apologize. We appreciate
it. We know you like to work out.
Absolutely.
If you could just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Lynn Johnson. I'm a Native American, Baltimorean, born and raised at White Lock Street. My parents lived there 50 years before I was born. 50 years before I was born.
Oh, wow.
And I grew up in Reservoir Hill, and I had my bouts and my battles with the streets, my spiritual battles. But today, as we speak, I'm the director of Everything Must Change Behavioral Health Center.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Yes, located at 5900 York Road.
Okay. Original Nate is going to ask you some questions.
We have three questions. I'm going to ask you as I ask each one, then I'll allow you to answer before I go to the next one. Okay. So if one addiction wouldn't be so bad, what would you switch out to do and why?
If one addiction wouldn't be so bad, what would I switch out to do?
What would be your addiction that you would change? Because, you know, addictions don't have to be just drugs and alcohol. It could be anything. Last week I told my addiction to caffeine.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to change it for any addiction. Because anything that you abuse could be bad for you.
Mm-hmm. You can
put the drugs down and start gambling.
Oh, that's true.
Or you can put the drugs down and become addicted to sex. Or you can put the drugs down and become the gambler. Become addicted to gambling.
You're right about that.
It's other areas of addiction. You know, like I have a shopping addiction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm in the mall, I buy something. That's an addiction.
It is.
You
okay.
know, and if it get out of hand, you know, that could be bad. You know, it's just I know how to monitor that. But any addiction is bad for you if it's abused. You know, and it don't have to be drugs. And the thing is that life all by itself. See, people don't understand that without God, it's going to be hard. Number one, right?
Right.
Number two, if you don't follow the universal rules, it's going to be hard for you. So it's two components that you have to obey, and that's God, and you have to obey the universe. You know what I mean? Because the spiritual aspect, it's mandatory at our program that people have to go to church. And, you know, we got people that's in Taoyin, that's Muslims, but it's mandatory that they have a spiritual foundation.
Okay.
Because without the disease of addiction is spiritual in nature. So that means you're fighting something you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a power greater than yourself to help you battle that.
Okay. I gave the example, drinking changed to reading books. Drinking being a bad addiction, reading books being a good addiction.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you can have some good addictions. You could be addicted to going to outdoors. You could be addicted to traveling. Like I love road trips. You know, not all addictions are bad.
Right. Right.
But you know, you just got to learn how to monitor, and everything has to be in moderation.
Exactly.
You know, in your life.
Exactly.
It's just not about the drugs. You know, of course, now that everything is dual diagnosed. So it's mental health / the drug addiction.
Oh, right? Yeah. Mental health is real, yes.
Yes. You know, so our program is the 3.1 program. So we dealing with a high level of mental health capacity, you know, as we speak. So we have to treat the mental health first before we can get to the treatment plan.
That's right.
Because
exactly.
Without them being stable, without getting them stable on their medications, and a lot of that comes from trauma.
Yeah.
You know, childhood trauma and things that happened to them in their life and things that people have witnessed and saw.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Death. You're losing your parents, losing your loved ones.
Yeah.
You know, you got people that grieve that don't know how to deal with that. And what happened is they pick up a substance to try to feel better. But that substance only lasts for 2 or 3 seconds.
Right.
That's why people become addicted. You got to keep doing it. So we have to address the traumatic issues along with the spiritual component so that we can get them stable so we can treat them. Because without that, it's just not going to work.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, so number two, why do you think we are faced with addictions?
I think that we are faced with addictions because a lot of Baltimore suffers with a lot of post-traumatic stress syndrome. On top of this being a plan, they planned this. Everything that's going on there was planned 20 years ago. If you can remember the Iran-Contra scandal where they was flooding California with crack cocaine in the 80s.
Yes, I remember that.
It was a deliberate attack on the urban communities to destroy it. And that's the same thing that's going on now. You know, the fentanyl, how the fentanyl getting hit? The fentanyl just ain't, these people ain't able to get fentanyl. You know, it's coming from other countries, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This stuff is being flooded, these ghost guns, right?
Yeah, they're buying them online.
I was looking at a documentary on, and they found a whole dumpster full of guns in Detroit.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Dumpster full of guns with the clips and the bullets and everything. So they dumping this stuff into the urban society so that these people can, you know, the mindset, you know, they're gonna go after one another, you know, because they don't have the spiritual component in their life and understanding what's really going on.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Number three. It might not be a terrible addiction, but what was the very first addiction you ever had as a child? And do you still have that addiction now?
My first addiction as a child, I believe mine was clothes. You know, I had a father that was a well-dressed, groomed guy.
Yes, you did.
My uncle was one of the biggest drug dealers in the city of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And I used to watch these guys, and I used to watch how they dress and how they carried themselves. So I became a product of my environment.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So I could say that I was addicted to clothing. I can remember going to Harlem Park High School, and the principal called my mom and said, "Miss Johnson, we need to set up a conference." And my mother said, "Why?" She said, "Because I think your son is selling drugs." and that was only based on a stereotype of the way that I dressed. Mm-hmm. She didn't know that my father was a crane operator for Pops Callahan.
Okay.
So we lived a suburban life in the hood, you know.
In the hood, yeah.
Wall-to-wall carpet. Yeah, we had the best. I never remember going a holiday without clothes or a Christmas or Easter. You know, my father made sure he took care of the household. You know, so I think that was probably my first addiction was clothes. You know, because I can remember being 15 and had 30 pair of tennis shoes.
Damn.
You know? And I had to have an outfit to go with every pair.
At least
I remember having two or three. Yeah, you know, so it was I believe that it was the clothing before the addiction.
Okay.
He definitely is telling the truth because they live behind us.
Okay.
So
yes.
I never seen him on a bad day. I don't know what a bad day looked like for him. Like he might have just threw it or something and it wasn't a bad day.
And her dad taught, I used to watch him as a child. I used to watch him and he worked for the city.
Mm-hmm.
He drove a big city truck.
Yes, he did.
And I would watch him go to work. Every day, I never seen him miss a day of work.
Never.
I watched him take care of his family. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that was kind of instilled in us as little kids, what men supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
and how you supposed to treat your mate and taking care of your family and loving your kids. I think it was about 7 or 8 of y'all, right?
No, it's only 4. Everybody just was at our house. Everybody in the neighborhood just came to our house and stayed over at our house. But it was only 4 of us.
But I watched your dad go to work, take care of his family,
mm-hmm.
and do the things that he was supposed to do. So that was kind of instilled in me. I was like, he a hardworking man.
Yeah.
You know, and I always watched him. He was very respectful. Your mother was very quiet.
She was.
You know, she
was.
Didn't have a, yeah, she was speaking, just keep it moving. But, so as kids, we had impressions set upon us
mm-hmm.
of things that that would never go away.
Right.
You know.
Right. Because I remember when I first moved around there, I was like, oh, my God, where did they move us to? Like, we weren't used to that. So it's like they kind of, like, hovered over us. But, you know, I knew everybody around there. We got used to it after a while.
I can remember clear as day your mother being a social worker or a school teacher.
She worked at Social Security, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she worked at Social Security.
Yes, absolutely. But
and
they did the best they could.
They did. And growing up around that neighborhood taught me a lot. Like, opened my eyes to a lot of stuff that we didn't know before we moved around there. So that was amazing. And some shows down the line, we're going to be talking about that, talking about our neighborhood. Because, you know, our neighborhood was like a city of its own. Like, if you didn't belong, you knew you didn't belong. So
absolutely.
We definitely will be talking about that. But I thank you for calling in and joining us and giving us your input. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be talking to you soon. Can you give that information one more time?
Everything Must Change Behavioral Health Center. We are located at 5900 York Road, Suite 201, Baltimore, Maryland, 21212. The number is 443-563-1021. We are in an intensive inpatient, outpatient, mental health treatment, DUI, DWI, structured environment, evidence-based treatment, peer support, individual therapy, group therapy, art and music therapy, round-the-clock support. We have a reentry program and supportive housing. We currently have 20 recovery houses in the Park Heights area.
Amen.
Wow, amen.
Amen. What was that suite number one more time?
Suite 201.
All right. And that's 5900 York Road.
5900 York Road.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, so we definitely
We're into saving lives. We're into saving lives and saving souls. Daryl Robinson is the co-founder of the program, been up and running for 25 years. It started in Philadelphia. He moved the program from Philly to Baltimore about 6 years ago. I've been his director for like 4 years now. I lived in Philadelphia after my mom died. My father died. My brother got killed 2 weeks later. And then my mother had a heart attack.
Wow.
And that was in 2005. And I went up there to visit for 7 days. I wound up staying up there 14 years.
Wow.
Because God had God had another plan for me.
Yes, Amen. He did.
God
you
had
know,
another
I know
plan.
That.
Wow. Yes. Yes. And wow. He was preparing me because you got to go through something to get to something.
You definitely
and
did.
He was preparing me. Yes, he was preparing me for the position that I am in now. You know. So,
Amen.
And it's a blessing.
It's an honor to be on. Absolutely. It's an honor to be on your radio show anytime. You need me, just give me a call. I would love to bring the owner on next week, and maybe he can give y'all a little ins and outs on how he started in Baltimore and went to Philadelphia. He was homeless. He's currently a millionaire now. We had 190-something clients right now as we speak, 190-something clients. So I would love to bring him on next week. If it's going to be at the same time, I'll have him to come on and give you a little bit of his testimony.
So Thursday we have a podcast, so I'm going to be reaching out to you to see if he can come on the podcast and talk about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we have our topic for next Saturday, and it doesn't fall underneath that, but
okay.
We can definitely talk about it
on Thursday
on
definitely
the podcast.
Want to get more detailed into it.
Absolutely.
And we'll send the Zoom link to you.
I facilitated a group the other day. We do the walks with We Our Us, the peace team, put the guns down. Every Monday, we do walks in the trenches. I just received an In the Trenches Award. I received a citation award from the University of Maryland for the reentry work that I do. I currently have 35 reentry guys. I'm vetted in all the jails in Baltimore, Hagerstown. I go to the jails, and when the guys get released, they come to me.
Wow.
So I currently
Amen.
I have 4 lifers that just came to me, and it's a beautiful thing to see people come out, not fall into recidivism and institutionalization, and wind up going right back to jail.
Exactly.
So I got three of them jobs down at University of Maryland, and I just got one signed up for BCCC, the college up on Liberty Road. So it's a beautiful thing. We was just on the news last Saturday. We was on the news. We did a block clean. We cleaned Poplar Grove. And Channel 13 and Channel 2 was up there.
I think I seen that on Facebook.
Yes. And it was awesome. So that's what it's about, saving lives and saving souls.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank you again for joining our show. And Thursday I will be, I'll give World the information so that you can log on to our podcast with the owner so we can talk more in depth about it.
Absolutely. And tell Ronnie Cruz, that's my childhood friend, which is your
husband.
Don't
put his name out there like that.
You gave his whole government.
Right.
Look, his name is World. So the world needs to know who World is.
Right.
That's one of my best friends.
Yes,
we grew up together in the trenches, and I love him to death, man. So anytime you need me, just give me a call, and I'm there.
Amen. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one.
Yes. You too.
Thanks. All right. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now we got to, crush our little answers into this thing. Are you ready to answer these questions?
Go ahead. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to ask them again. If one addiction wouldn't be so bad, what would you switch out to do and why?
So I had an addiction of shopping, too, at one time. And I would definitely switch it out to where I am now, like serving God, to know what is more important. Because that shopping addiction, man, that thing can have you going under some time.
Oh, amen. All right. So mine was, for me, I would say eating sweets at night, I would change it to drinking more water.
Girl, I eat sweets too.
Every night, girl, every night.
Me too. I got to have a snack before I go to bed.
Yes. It's and bad. It has to be sweet.
It's bad.
Not salty, sweet.
I need to change that.
Okay. Change next question. Life. Why do you think we are faced with addictions?
Like he said, it's all around us. Like I said, I grew up where we moved to. Probably we moved there, and I was only at the age of like 6 years old or something. When we moved there, that was like a whole different world from where I came from, and I wasn't used to that. And so when I did get used to it, I'm telling y'all, I knew everybody around it. Everybody. Like when he said, was there seven or eight of y'all? No, it was only four of us, but everybody was always at our house. So it seemed like it was seven or eight of us.
All right. My answer is, I believe we are faced with addictions because we have free will and God allows us to be tempted. So we must fight to stay on the right path. And when and if we fail, we must pray and repent. But once you repent, we must not try to do the same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go to number three. It might not be a terrible addiction, but what was the very first addiction you ever had as a child? And do you still have that addiction now?
The first addiction I had as a child. first addiction I probably had was snitching on people.
You was the CIA.
I was. No, let me not say snitching on people. I was channel 2, 11, 13, 45. Look, if something went on, my mother would be like, hey, what happened? I'd be like, oh, my this, and that happened. And she'd be like, what you mean that happened? I'd be like, yeah, my, and this person and that person. And she'd be like, oh, my God. Like, my child is really 245, 13. So that right there, I'm definitely not that now. Go ahead and answer the question.
Okay.
I'm gonna say something.
Mine is, I was laughing because when you was doing something on yours as we recording on social media, your face was paused. And funny look.
My face had a funny look?
Huh? You were like this.
On my picture?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
All right. My addiction as a child was listening to music with headphones on and claiming to know all the words to the song and my hand gestures while doing it like I was a breakdancing genius.
Yeah, not a breakdancing genius.
Yes, I still listen to music, kind of a little less dancing. The older I get, the less sharp moves I can do.
I don't know. I'm a dancer, y'all. I love to dance. Like, I know that I'm getting up there. I know I'm getting up there. And, I see what you mean now.
You getting up there in age.
Yeah, getting up there in
we
age.
Ain't no
but,
spring chickens
but
no
y'all,
more.
All these little TikTok dances, my granddaughter be teaching me these things. And I'm like, why do you want to teach your nana these dances? That I be doing them. So before me and Original Nate came here, we had a little conversation. And so I myself don't think that I'm a mean person.
She's not. She don't think she's an intimidator.
But
this lady's 6'2". She intimidates.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I'm going to tell you a little story, how she doesn't realize it. But I was at the job yesterday getting my brakes done. I know we getting at the end of our time. But the mechanic in there, we won't say his name because we didn't ask him. He asked me,
was Justee's daughter working for us, which she is. He was like, I would hate to be on her bad side. I said, why? He said, because Justee come in and overpower me because I'm a little skinny guy. And she's about 7 feet tall. I said, no, she's not seven feet. She's 6'2". I said, but she's been my best friend / sister for a couple years now. And it just seemed like he said, you can't find friends like that. And it's true. It's very true. You cannot find friends that will stick up for you. And if somebody say something about you, they right at you. But let me tell you, I'm right at them, too, if they say something about her. And then when I tell her, we might have to confront them together. But we're not going to try to intimidate.
So I'm going to tell a real quick thing real quick. So one day we were sitting in the office and Original Nay was up talking at the window. And this guy kept trying to take her money, like her little pouch money. And I smacked his hand real quick and said, And he looked at me, he said, why you do that? I said, because you ain't going to touch her stuff. No, this one you ain't going to do. And then he said, this is none of your business. I said, she is my business. And don't you ever say that again.
And so, he still talks about it to this day.
He said,
I'm not messing with you because if you tell her, I'm going to have to deal with her.
See, and then I'm not trying to intimidate anybody. I'm just trying to be the lovable person I am. And so, y'all,
we're going to end it on that note. This is Original Nay.
And Justee.
And we are signing out.
We'll see you next Saturday.
This show is paid for by Worldwide International. Solid Beats.
It's Real Talk Radio. Coming to you live on Saturdays at 3. With Original Nay. And Justee. And we are coming to you with topics that will blow your mind in the mindset of the Lord above and testimonies from you out there and some from us. Please email us any questions or concerns, or maybe you want to be on the show at realtalkradio312@gmail.com. Also, watch us on social media. We are on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, all live. We can also send you the audio once the show is over, especially if you are on the show with us. Thank you, and we hope to see you or hear from you every Saturday at 3 o'clock on 106.1 Praise Baltimore. And that again is praisebaltimore.com. And we're out.